today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Repeat after me. I believe God. Really, you don't understand. Jesus did so much to lessen the distance between you and the Father that all you have to do is believe. He made up the difference. You could just say, I believe God. The distance between you and the Father has been lessened to your mouth. You speak, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he was raised from the dead. Salvation comes to your chest.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Accessing the Blessings of Structure. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 10.
And the word of the Lord reads like this, New International Version of the Bible. Consider Abraham. Think about him. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. The scripture foresaw, I believe that. The scripture is prophetic that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Verse 10, all who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Verse 14, he redeemed us in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. I want to go to verse 11 and read from verse 11 and verse 13. Verse 11, 12, and 13. And I want you all to read it with me as we read it together. It should be on the screen. Verse 11, 12, and 13. You ready? 1, 2, ready, read. Clearly. Verse 12 and 13. 1, 2, ready, read. The law is not. Verse 13.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
I want you to get the context. For those of you that were raised in churches where law was pushed, you never stepped into the freedom that we have in Christ, which I do believe we should live holy. Don't get me wrong. But many were taught to live by the law. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Notice, you can't please God that way. So Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law by hanging on the tree. For everyone that hangs on the tree is cursed. He became the curse so you can be redeemed from that system and find freedom as you serve him through Christ. As you serve God through Christ Jesus. Does everybody understand that? Amen. It's important for you to know that. If you didn't know it, you need to be in a discipleship course here in the church. Because many of us grew up in what I call apostolic churches, or churches that are Jesus only, or holiness or hell churches, and no one really taught you the love of Jesus. And if you made a mistake in your life, you don't come back to church. You say church hurt, but really you feel guilty. So you never enter into the doors again because you can't measure up. But you don't have to measure up if Jesus is your Lord. He makes up the difference. That's why we praise him and worship him. Not because we're perfect, because he's perfect. And I want us to understand and believe God sent us here to this city and this region so you can get truth revealed to you. Once you understand that, you won't just stay out of clubs because they're wrong. You'll stay out of it because you love him. You will not do what you've been doing because you think it's wrong. You'll do not do what you've been doing because you realize he redeemed you. It's a love act. And once you do it based on it, glory to God, you please God. From the subject, I'm dealing with a series called Divine Order. This is part two of this message today, accessing the blessings of structure. I almost said accessing the blessings of Abraham, but it's really the structure that God set through our father Abraham. Accessing the blessings of structure, part two. Father, thank you for your word and for this time in it. And I pray for your redeeming grace. And thank you for the grace to align ourselves with your plan and for the people of God coming into order. And thank you for what's happening in our church. Let the next few moments be a moment of transition and transformation, even by the renewing of our minds. And I give you praise for the faith of the people of God elevating in the midst. And I give you glory for more anticipation and consistency in the lives of your people this year. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. CJ and Walter and Ariane and Tion, did I say it right? Tion, are working with our ministry here called Focus, and I'm really happy about these young people and how they're aligning themselves with purpose. Remember, there's a blessing, accessing the blessing of structure. We're living in a time where there's a lot of challenges facing families today. We're full of challenges. I give you a few: challenging jobs, changing jobs. Some of you have had to change work. One thing ended, another thing began. It's a challenge. It shouldn't kill you. That's why it's important for you to have the right plumb line. If you don't, a change of jobs or employment may kill your faith in God. Downsizing. Some of you are going to experience it. The company has multi-billions, but they're going to cut jobs. It shouldn't kill your faith if you're built up and the plumb line is next to the wall. What about outsourcing? I've had people to leave our ministry because I outsourced. In other words, I didn't use people who are here. I used people who are outside of here to get things done. They felt overlooked, overworked, and underpaid, and say, I'm out. But in my wheelhouse, my authority, I should be able to outsource if I need to. And it shouldn't affect you. Not like that. If you know anything about business, it happens all of the time. For those of you that love business, you shouldn't criticize me when I exercise my authorities. Advancement in technology is going to happen, but it can be a challenge. I grew up in the analog age and had to learn to catch up to the digital. I had a Polaroid camera. Many of you don't even know what that's about. You have no clue. You grew up with digital in your hands. But I had the transition. When I first started pastoring, the first email address, Spencer Levels helped me with it. It came from a company called America Online. AOL. You had to dial in. It sounded weird. We had to wait. Now you got instant stuff. I'm glad that I was born on the other side of that. I see transition. You see a whole new universe. You can't even relate. I grew up with box TVs, not flat screens. You have no clue. You have no clue. There's no way I dreamed about a TV being on a wall. It had to sit on a stand. The first time Bluetooth came out, I resisted it. I resisted. I don't want Bluetooth. I don't want anything in my ear. And the first time I saw someone walking in the mall and they were talking to themselves, I said, man, this world is going crazy. This must be Walking Dead or something. But it's Bluetooth. Now I don't want to live without it. If I work out, I have Bluetooth. I use it in my cars. I still don't understand how it works, but it works. My phone tries to automatically locks up with my car. CarPlay, it automatically does it. It's beautiful, man. Well, I'm trying to, why do they call it Bluetooth? Why not blue ear? What is it, you know? I guess they're saying it's coming out, it's talking through your ear. Talking and listening through your ear. Technology changes generations. It's a challenge, but it shouldn't kill your faith. Some of us that are digital or that are analog will not transition to digital. And you're going to get left behind. I'm trying to help us there. I don't want to leave you behind, but we can't stay around this mountain of digital too long. We got to transition. People aren't doing what they used to do. When I first came into the kingdom, my mom would have people over our house every Friday night. But you can't bring people to your house that you don't know like that. They can't just stop talking about I'm picking up a plate. They'll be looking at your children, seeing which one they can snatch out. Looking at your daughter while she's forming. Be wise. I had a man come and say, when are we going to do fellowship and invite people to houses? I said, man, I'm not sending you to nobody's house. What? We ain't fellowshipping like that. Because he can sing a little bit. He'll start singing at your dinner table. And all of a sudden, he's living with you. All you got to do is sing a little bit. He'll be living with you. Must be my husband. Prophet told me he's going to sing. Challenges. What about rising costs? Whether that's gasoline or bread. Man told us, if you go into the grocery store yesterday in our men's health, he said, beautiful conference. He told us if you're going to the grocery, awesome men. He told us if you go into the grocery, it was awesome. God used men. He told us if you go into the grocery store, you need to be there. The next time we do one, you need to be there. He told us if you go into the grocery store, you need to make sure you shop. You need to make sure the next time we have a men's conference, you're there to hear everything that they're saying. Don't have your son sitting at home. Get him to the conference and keep the babies with you. Women were dropping off little kids. That man told us if you're going to shop at a grocery store, you need to make sure you walk around the periphery. Before you go to aisles, most of the things in the aisles have preservatives in them. But the things that are on the outskirts of the store is all natural. Try to shop there first. Spend your money there first before you go to potato chips and Kool-Aid. Great information. Rising costs for food and gasoline and medical benefits. Inflation. What about nurturing children? Daycare. It's challenging, but it shouldn't cripple your faith. What about the marriage covenant? How the enemy is attacking it today. Even distractions for our children. When they leave home for the first time, What about military families, or those of you that PCS a lot, or those of you that trade jobs a lot, and you're moving from your kids from one school to the next, first, second, third, fourth, fifth time? Do you know the trauma that the kid goes through when they have to learn new people and trust new people over and over again? They've got to trust. You can't keep them home forever, but it's a challenge. What about separation and divorce? It's like a death. It's challenging. What about taking care of aging parents? They shouldn't have to live in feces or to be abused by their own children or ignored. These challenges are in our community. The elderly wants to die so they can escape the abuse. What about retirement, but you don't have enough money, but you're getting tired? Challenges, but it shouldn't hinder our faith. What about coping with loss? What if you lost your insurance on your house and a windstorm took a portion of the roof off, but you don't have money to fix it and you don't have insurance? It lapsed. How do you navigate through these challenging times? The blessings of structure is basically having faith in God. To actually mimic and to live the life that Abraham lived. So consider Abraham. The Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 3 that he believed God. He didn't do anything. He didn't worship like we worship. It wasn't like he spun around and went to see the prophet. He didn't do that. He just believed God. He's not known for his intellect. He's not known for his fairness, his beauty, or his handsomeness. The scripture doesn't describe him that way. It describes his descendants that way, but not him. We don't know his form. We have no clue about what he looked like. He's not a writer. He did not write Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Moses wrote it. So he's not known or revealed to us as an intellectual. The scripture says he believed God. That's what made him known. He believed God. I wish I can preach. Repeat after me. I believe God. Really, you don't understand. Jesus did so much to lessen the distance between you and the Father that all you have to do is believe. He made up the difference. If you could just say, I believe God, the distance between you and the Father has been lessened to your mouth. If you speak, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he was raised from the dead, salvation comes to your chest. That's how powerful Jesus is. And Abraham didn't know, but he was in present day Iraq and he heard a voice saying, Abraham, get out of your country and move south. Leave your people, your pedigree, your mother and your father and push south. And he believed it was God and obeyed God. Like he told some of you, come out of your present situation. Come out of that which you know the most. Come out of your homes. Come out of the things you love. Come out of your gunji. Come out of your patron. Come out of your clubs. And I want you to push south. And I want you to go to a church called Truth Reveal. You're not going to know them. Sometimes they're going to make you upset. Sometimes they're not going to speak to you. You're not going to be able to do everything you used to do in your former church. But I want you to come out and assimilate. And some of us believe God, and he credited it, he imputed it as righteousness, which means God said, because you believe me and you're flawed, you tore from the head up, I'm going to impute something that you don't have. You will never earn enough. But I'm going to give you a portion of my righteousness. Modern day church says, no, you got to earn it. You got to wear long dresses and take your earrings off to be righteous, because they didn't understand that the law of Moses was given to the Jews. But your father is not Moses. Let me read the scripture so you'll understand what's happening. The Bible says, understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham, not children of Moses, but children of Abraham. Look at the word, verse 8. The scripture foresaw. I'll wait until they put it on the screen, verse 8. The scripture foresaw. Look at the word, that God would justify not Jews, but Gentiles by faith, not by law, and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. In other words, the good news came to Abraham first, that I'm going to impute righteousness to you. You can't earn it, but if you put your confidence in Jesus, I'm going to give you something you can't earn. A right wiseness, not just sanctification, which we should work toward, but your mind will not be bent to wickedness. It will be bent to rightness. You'll start thinking about it. And if you do wrong, you won't just stay there. I got to get out of here. I used to be comfortable with it, but not now. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I used to do it, wouldn't care, but not now. When I get alone, my heart beats different. That's imputed righteousness. Can somebody say amen? You never want to not do something because you may be caught. You want to do it because it's right. Thank you, Lord. You don't need to be afraid of God. Did the baby say amen? That's right, baby. You said. They ain't going to say it. They said. You said. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Everybody still won't say it. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
If the baby says amen, we certainly can say amen. Let me tell you something about God. He will always have a witness. Always have a witness, man. Even the babies say amen. You know how many parents tell me, I was in my car, my children said, we got to go and see Bishop. And I got to turn around and bring them back to you. They don't have peace until they hear a voice. Thank you, Lord. And that's not to pump me up. It is just to show you how God works. Right? What is he teaching parents? You shouldn't be everything to your children. There should be a God factor. Amen. Oh, I got them home. I'm teaching them, doing all this, Bishop, but you don't want to bring them to church? You don't think they need Jesus? You don't think they need a word from the Lord in their chest? You don't think they need faith? Prepare them for your absence, not your presence. I got to read the verse. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, verse 8, and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. This is what he told him, all nations will be blessed through you. All nations will be blessed through you? Well, he knew he was getting older, so he obviously had to do it through his seed. Through his seed. And we know Jesus came from the line of Abraham. So did Muslims. But you got to look at two children. The first one is called Ishmael. And the second one is called Isaac. Which one was chosen? Isaac was chosen by God to carry this particular line. And he did bless Ishmael. And that's why most Muslims have a lot of money. So when you go to Dubai, you're not supposed to look at the money and say, oh my God, look at how they live. God told you he was going to bless Ishmael too. And he gave them oil, but he also blessed Isaac, and he gave him promise.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Accessing the Blessings of Structure, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2401-1408. That's reference number 2401-1408.
Helps Community Initiatives seeks volunteers and donations in preparation for the upcoming cold night shelter season. If you can volunteer or donate items, contact Terry Smith at 321-339-9141 for more information. If you want to contribute financially to assist with healing every life with purpose and support, visit helpsci.org and click the Give button. The winter edition of Reveal Magazine is now available on our website, truthreveal.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. In addition, you can flip through the magazine in the mobile app or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
Awaken Women, we are back and more resilient than ever. Mark your calendar for the first Awaken Women's Fellowship of the new year this Saturday, January 27th at 9 a.m. And ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina on Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary as we dive deeper into conquering spiritual battles with our new book study, The Bondage Breaker by Neil T. Anderson.
New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.